This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hawkeye Steel Sales, located at Exit 44 on I-55, is a distributor of wide range of steel products. They can sell you a piece or a truckload. Metal building components, panels, trims, purlins are all in stock. Ornamental iron fence components are in stock, or they can build a fence or a gate for you. Sheds for livestock are in stock or can be custom built to your specifications. A wide range of welding rods and wire are available. Hawkeye Steel has heavy-duty box blades with a three-point hitch for maintaining roads. Come out and see Hawkeye Steel Sales.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.39, no change. March corn, $4.51 3/4, no change. May corn, $4.59 3/4, no change. November soybeans were $12.73 3/4, up 5 3/4. January soybeans, $12.75 3/4, up 5 3/4. March soybeans, $12.57 1/2, up 4 1/2. December wheat was $6.86, up 4 3/4. March wheat, $6.93 3/4, up 4 1/4. May wheat, $6.96, up 3 1/2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were steady to higher on Wednesday afternoon, October the 2nd. Corn was steady, and wheat and soybeans closed higher due to technical trading on the board. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 11 cents higher at 408 to 435. Soybean bids were 4 to 5 cents higher at 1243 to 1264. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids unchanged to 3 cents lower at 405 to 423. Soybean bids were 5 to 10 cents higher at 1243 to 1270. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were unchanged to 23 cents higher at 406 to 428. Soybean bids were 8 to 9 cents higher at 1247 to 1277. And wheat bids were 4 to 5 cents higher at 635 to 669. Now moving on to the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were up 11 to 16 cents at 1269 to 1289. The basis was up 5 to 10 at 5 under to 15 over the November. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $427.60 to $452.60 per ton, and that's down $1 to $10, with the basis changed to down 10 at 10 to 35 over the October. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were unchanged at 419 to 443, with the basis unchanged 20 under to 4 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 4 to 8 cents at 421 to 428, and the basis up 4 to 8 at 11 to 18 under the December. Soybeans into 7 to 12 higher at 1273 to 1279, with the basis 2 to 7 higher at option to 6 over the December. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids up 1 to 4 cents at 435 to 437, and these elevators raised their soybean prices 5 to 6 cents with quotations of 1291 to 1293. Soft wheat closed up 4 to 6 cents at 685 to 686. And Milo ended the day up 5 to 6 cents at 473 to 474. Now on to the contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was 415 up to 440. And soybeans at 1247 to 1284. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 425 up to 439, and soybeans 1261 to 1286. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 429 to 443, and soybeans ranged from 1261 to 1297. That concludes the report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were 127.30, up 5 cents. December live cattle, 131.82, down 7 cents. February live cattle, 133.65, up 15 cents. October feeder cattle were 164.57, up 17 cents. November feeder cattle, 166.20, up 15 cents. January feeder cattle, 165.77, up 57 cents. October lean hogs were 90.95, up 2 cents. December lean hogs, 86.17, up 27 cents. February lean hogs, 88.70, up 45 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's The Second Livestock Report, Afternoon Livestock Report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were $68 to $67. 4 to 5 weights were $70 to $75. 5 to 550 weights, 73 to 76, and 550 and up were 74 to 77. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $61 up to $65. Now from the United Producers Auction for Tuesday, October 1st, they had receipts of 457 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents higher in a light test. And beginning with the slaughter steers choice, we're bringing 122 to 127. Selection choice were 118 to 121. And select steers were 110 to 115. Now onto the slaughter heifers for choice. They were bringing 121 to 125. Selects and choice were 119 and 121. Now moving on to the hay auction at United Producers. They had 209 bales. And the mixed grass, good quality, were selling for $3.50 to $4.25. And the fair quality, $2.50 a bale. Now from our opening report at Greenville. They had estimated receipts of 463 head. Steers and heifers were steady, and Holstein steers were also steady. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 122 to 123, and the selects 117 to 121. Slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 113 to 115, and choice slaughter heifers were bringing 122.50. The selects were 117 to 120. Now moving on to the hay auction from Reel's Weekly Hay Auction in Congerville. Starting with alfalfa small squares, the premium quality, we're bringing $5.50 a bale. Good quality, $4 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass small squares were $4 to $4.25. Good quality. Large squares were $30 a bale. Orchard grass large squares, good quality, were $40 a bale. And the large rounds, $55 a bale. Mixed grass small squares, good quality, were $1.50 to $3 a bale, and the large rounds, $40 a bale. Wheat straw, good quality, was $2 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.44. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.34. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.44. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.34. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.65. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.79. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.50. Once again, those pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.44, corn at Scottville is $4.44, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.65, and wheat at Scottville is $6.50. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 20 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from FM 106, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather. Color Radar in the Weather Center shows a few areas of scattered light showers east of I-55 continuing to move off to the east. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, a continuing chance of a shower, high temperatures in the mid-80s. We will have south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Friday, once again, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 80s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy and cooler, a day-to-day chance of showers, low temperatures falling to the mid-40s, high temperatures in the mid-60s. So far this morning, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 4/10 of an inch of rain, a trace of precipitation here at the Weather Center. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, cloudy skies, 67 degrees at the Weather Center. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
The quarterly Hogs and Pigs report, released late last week, had some surprising numbers in them that have been the main players in livestock number changes this week. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what we've been seeing and what we may expect to see in the future.
Yeah, there's a couple things that really came out. And first was a cattle on feed report that we saw a little over a week ago with showing the smallest cattle on feed numbers in 17 years. So that really sets the stage for a tight meat industry. type meat supplies unless the hog industry was able to fill that gap. But the concern was, what about the PED virus? Did the industry get a quick handle on the PED virus and get it under control, or is it continuing to reduce pig numbers? So the trade was looking to the quarterly hogs and pigs report, expecting it to show the biggest impact on the pigs born last spring, with lighter effects as we've gone through the summer. Instead, the report showed that the PED virus was a flash in the pan, so to speak, having an impact that was expected last spring, reducing the weight, the numbers of hogs over 180 pounds by almost 4%, but numbers of hogs in all other weight classes, of lighter weight classes that would have been born after that, at 101% of year-ago levels. So that indicates that the hog industry is well-poised in order to expand with cheaper feed costs and fill the deficit left by the beef industry. And it also shows that we have 1.34 million more pigs on feed than what was thought by the industry.
So when we're watching the markets, have we seen the effects of these numbers hit them yet?
Well, we really have. Now, to start off the week, we also had some bearish outside influence from the equity markets, fearing the shutdown of the government, and the equity markets and the meat markets are really tied together. But other than that, we did see the initial sell-off in the hogs. We're continuing to see that weakness in the deferred contracts for the hog market. The nearby is being held up by the fact that we still do have that upfront shortage of hog supplies, and so that's helping support the cash market above the futures. The beef industry, we saw cash market last week up $2, which was supportive once again that packers are willing to take a loss in order to hang on to market share. But the futures market was already at a premium to the cash market and continues to be so. So that allows the futures market to continue to draw weaker on fears that pork is going to provide increased competition for the beef industry.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The world's biggest futures exchange operator says a prolonged government shutdown could interrupt or delay settlement prices for certain livestock futures contracts. The Department of Agriculture is furloughing staff who produce several reports on data, including cash prices for agricultural products that are used as benchmarks for futures contracts. In addition, the USDA website has been shut down. According to the CME, the lack of USDA data could disrupt the October 2013 contracts for live cattle, lean hog, feeder cattle futures, and operations. Customers were told Tuesday that a prolonged federal shutdown may require the exchange to modify current settlement procedures for the affected contracts. Grain traders have concerns as well, particularly if USDA doesn't resume work by October 11th, when the next World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report is supposed to be released. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.